From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, here we are, hour number two of our little show. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. It is June 12th, 2018. If you've been listening, you know maybe about a month ago, we came in contact with a fellow by the name of Wayne Blakely, who helped his son get out of autistic behavior and in the process created some amazing probiotics with different nutrients, moringa and moss and the mold relief. We're starting to get emails and people love this stuff and my body's loving this stuff. Anyway, really cool guy, very well researched. I mean, he's like amazing, some of the information he has. So about 2 weeks ago, I don't know, he just mentioned, he said, you really should check out Dr. Rulin Hsu and her work with pearls. And she created this product called Pearlseum, which is kind of a pearl toothpaste, face cream, calcium, kind of out of pearls. And so I went to the website and it looked great and I ordered some and it comes in a powder. And I really like this product. I mean, you could feel this something going on with these pearls. And I've been actually brushing my teeth with it too, which is pretty trippy. And so Dr. Hsu is on the line now. It's R-U-L-I-N, Hsu. You can see the Pearlseum ad on the top page of our website. And she has quite a story. So we're going to have fun and talk to her and learn about this. Dr. Hsu, good morning.
Good morning, Patrick. So thank you for, so wonderful to be on your show.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here. Where do you live?
I live in Hawaii.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning in Hawaii.
Yeah, but I have been traveling though. Now I'm actually in the West Coast. But my home in Hawaii, and that's where I normally live.
I see. Wow. What have you been following what's going on with your neighboring island, the big island, that volcano?
Yes, it's actually right in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
So it's quite intense. We have a lot of stories. So
yeah.
Yes, a lot of dramatic things happen. You know, our whole neighborhood changed, you know.
Yeah.
Do you
have friends over there in the big island?
Yes, many of the lost homes, beautiful homes. It's so beautiful, that area. We have this beautiful, it's called a Green Lake.
Yeah.
And also beautiful, you know, hot spring pools on the ocean, right on the ocean, and tide pools. It's just like a paradise beyond your imagination.
Yeah.
And suddenly now it's gone. So it's really shocking.
Yeah, I read where the volcano and the hot magma, it filled that whole lake up. That big lake.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I used to swim there every day.
Did you?
I take my dog. It's and then two of us would swim from one side of the lake to the other side, and I come back, and we enjoyed it so much. That whole lake is surrounded by many kind of fruit trees. And so inside the lake, it's so nourishing. It's amazing. It's beyond comprehension, it's so beautiful. And now it's all gone.
So it's really been devastating for that island, but it is generally in that lower southeast part. I mean, that's where it's concentrated, all the damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you live in a paradise, my dear, in Kauai. Whew.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've been there a couple times, and whew, that's where they filmed Jurassic Park, for those of you who don't know Kauai. And it's just a sleepy little island, really. And it just has a road on one side of it, doesn't it? Just down from the rainforest all the way down to the south end. And that's about it. You guys just have one main road there.
Yeah. I love Kauai. Well, actually, I live on the Big Island.
Oh, you do? You live on the Big Island?
Yeah, actually, right in the neighborhood, you know, that now have volcano.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I thought you lived in Kauai.
Yeah, I live in on the Big Island.
Oh, has your home been damaged?
Not right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Well, my goodness. Well, you know what they say, you know, we're just visiting here, and these homes are just things that we use, and we have to be prepared to let them go whenever we have to, right? It's just the way it works in the world.
I have given up attachment to the material things a long time ago.
No, good for
you. I live right on the ocean, have a beach of my own.
Mm-hmm.
But now my life is devoted to help people, and I travel around a lot. So,
yeah. Tell me about your background. You were born in China?
Yeah, I was born in China, and I came to U.S. in 1989. To study in UC Berkeley.
And what did you study there?
I studied physics. I got my PhD on the theoretical physics.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Wow. See how the world works? Is it, you study how the whole world works? Is it like quantum physics kind of thing or more?
Yeah. Actually, my thesis is on the grand unification theory.
Whoa.
It's about how to unify everything.
Whoa, I like that. Can't go wrong with
that.
Yeah, unifying everything. And then where'd you go from there after UC Berkeley in physics? What'd you do?
I did a postdoc, and in fact, in Texas, Houston Advanced Research Center in Houston. And then I went to Harvard, did more research, and then I was helping my friend, and you know, making some business contact in U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started business, and I went to Hawaii, set up a factory in Hawaii, and I also set up a factory in China. Huh. And one of the things we produce is a pearl, and also other herbal products.
And what year was that?
So I started business in 1996.
1996. And you set up a factory in China and also Hawaii. Had you known about the pearl and the benefits, real pearl, for a long time?
Yes. I know it when I was a little girl.
Hmm.
So I always wanted...
to sell pearls.
And, I always want to take pearls. And so that is one of my dream. But the real pearl, unfortunately, was not very rare. You know, even like in China, they sell a lot of, it claimed to be pearl powder, but it's really just made of oyster shells.
Oh.
You know, at the best, maybe the mother of pearl. All of them, even like, you know, officially announced, none of them is real pearls. So, but I really want to try the real pearls. And so that's why, and also I was always fascinated with pearl. So that's part of the reason I made this product.
And why were you fascinated in pearl? I know that in Chinese medicine, also in some Ayurvedic formulas, and these go back, as you know, doctor, thousands of years. Pearl has been a coveted kind of a strengthening, I think, for calcium and also beauty element, huh?
Yeah, actually, you know, it is beauty, longevity, and also calming your brain, make you become more focused and clear, have better memories, better brain functions, happier. And you feel happier, literally you feel happier and more alert, yeah.
And it's been used in formulas touting those kinds of benefits for a long time?
Yes, for thousands of years. And it's known for all the ancient civilizations, including Egyptians, you know, like Cleopatra. Pearl is one of her, you know, the supplements, you would say, she take for her beauty and her, you know, her her health. So and also for the Chinese emperors, empress, because it's very expensive. So in the old ancient times, only like queens and kings or emperors and empress or some rich and powerful, they'll be able to have the privilege to take it.
And they would take this internally like we do with pearlseum?
Yes, you take it internally and also you can take it externally.
Yeah.
And in fact, we find like, we have a lot of people, they take it externally, they find it stop the pain and can make the teeth and gums more healthy and also for the skin become, you know, more shiny, more youthful and reduce the, you know, reduce the wrinkles or sunspots or stop the bleeding, stop the wounds. Lately, I had a friend, he literally like have a skin cancer and they have to have an operation. And I said, you know, that the wounds look so, so, you know, ferocious and it looks so scary actually. So I said, and I gave her some pearl and literally in a few days, the scar coming down, eventually it's almost disappeared. And there's no need to have an operation.
And they've used this ground up pearl and mixed with oils or different face creams, or how do you use it externally?
Actually, you know, for him, I just let him just put directly on her wound, on his wounds. Mm-hmm. And in my case, you know, a lot of time I just put on my skin directly. I don't have to put in lotions or anything, but you can, you know, you can mix up together with other things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I mixed up with aloe vera or sometimes with my own lotion. Sometimes I put together with my toothpaste. So there are all kinds of things you can do, or you can just directly put on your skin, directly put on your teeth.
I have been doing my little tooth program that I do, and then my final thing is to put a little pearlseum powder on my toothbrush and brush. And man, the teeth really, really like it. They look, I don't know, real clean and kind of pearly kind of thing. We got to have lots to talk about, the main ingredients and all this, but let's get back to the teeth. But let's go, but we'll get back to the teeth. What I'd like to get into is where the source where they come from. So you say there's a lot of pearl powders out there that you can buy on Amazon or wherever, but you say most of those or many of those are mother of pearl or oyster shell, and they call it pearl. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you have to really know the source of these products, right?
Yeah. The function is completely different. The feeling is completely different.
Sure.
Yeah, I tried all of them. It's like it's day and night. You know, you take the other stuff, you would not have this. You know, it's completely different experience.
Yeah. So these are real pearls, right?
Yes, they're real pearls.
What's the difference between the pearls that you use for the pearlseum and pearls that you see made from necklaces that are very expensive?
Yeah, they're basically the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are these pearl necklaces so expensive? I mean, because your product is not that expensive. You're grinding up a bunch of pearls. I don't understand that.
Yeah, it is because we use the one they're not used for. You know, we specially farmed for this. And also, you know, those are higher grade, you know, but it's still, you know, it's still very good grade. It just, you know, those to become that big, you know, it takes a long time.
I see. It's a different genre of the pearl that you see in the beautiful pearl necklaces.
Yeah.
And the gemologist people and the vibration and the pearl is a very powerful kind of stone in itself. It's not really a stone, is it? But it's very, you know, healing properties on its own, just in the necklace form.
Exactly. It is a crystal. And so it is create, have this beautiful positive information, beautiful light, which itself has a healing effect. That's why people love, people drawn to wear them, you know. And but that is also why the pearl has a meaning, healing benefits. When you take internally, that healing benefits even enhanced, because the pearl itself is a crystal. And the crystal, when get inside the body, it really can and heal you at a very, very deep level, at a deep, even spiritual, mental, emotional, and as well as physical level.
Huh. So a crystal. So what does that mean? Explain to us the difference between a crystal and just, a, say, a rock or a mineral.
Yeah, crystal, crystal inside, you know, the things are lined up in a very orderly, connected way. So crystal, you know, from my research, it carries positive information. Because, you know, I'm being a physicist, I've been actually doing a lot of research. What I find is that the reason people get sick is because we have a lot of negative information within us, including gene, you know, negative information from your genes or from your thoughts, and also that negative information that's stored in your organs, in your brain, and also even in your skin, you know, every part of your body. So to release this negative information, the pearl, you know, as a crystal, it is, you know, it carries the positive information. So it's kind of like a, you know, crystal. You know, you have, you know, put a crystal in your surroundings, you will feel better, right? And it's the same thing. The pearl has a, is a crystal. It carries a lot of positive information. And so when it gets into a body, it can correct the negative information inside your body so that it heals at a very, very deep level.
Wow, I like that. Huh.
Yeah, but this is only one aspect.
Just one.
So,
yeah,
yeah, this, but it also pearl contains many. You know, you mentioned the calcium, right, pearl contains, but actually pearl not only carries, you know, calcium, but also proteins, amino acids, polysaccharides, and also many, many trace minerals that are essential for our health.
Really?
And one of, yeah, and one of the ingredients which very important for pearls benefits for prolonging our life is one of a very special kind of protein this pearl carries is called signal protein. So what signal protein does is that when it comes to your body, it can sense which part of your body or needs, you know, something is lacking. So it can activate your stem cells to create more of those nutrients or those, you know, like cells. For example, when people after age of 40, right? So your own body's cellular regeneration slows down. That's why after 40, you know, people start to age. You start to see more wrinkles, your skin become, you know, become hardened, your artery become hardened, and your heart does not function as well, and your livers and, you know, many aspects of your life start to going down, and because the cellular regeneration slows down, but the pearl can stimulate cellular regeneration.
So it's actually working with the stem cells that we have to create more stem cells?
Yeah, to create more things that you need.
Hmm.
Yes.
Hmm.
And if you do it in a, you know, like a balanced way. So you need it, then it stimulates it. But if you don't need it, then it does not you know, it does not do it, because signal protein is can really see where it is needed.
So that's the magic of a signal protein, hence the word signal. It puts it more like an adaptogen herb or something. It it can either lower or raise levels, like some of these adaptogenic herbs.
Yes.
So people must have known this thousands of years ago, even if they didn't know the science behind it.
Exactly. They know the magic. They don't know. Yeah. The science, we're just starting to understand a little bit, I think.
And I've noticed and seen on your website, you have a lot of science behind this. This just isn't some lady marketing ground up pearls and making stuff up.
Yeah, there's many, many research has been done on this worldwide. So I was collected a lot of research that have already been done.
And this has been research been going on for a long time.
Yeah, going on for a long time. And they find the pearl a group of French scientists working at the Paris University in Paris. And they find that, and they find exactly, they put the pearls, right, next to the skin or next to the bones. They find the pearl can stimulate the new bone growth and also it can make the existing bones more strong.
Really?
And also help to grow new bones.
Really?
Yeah.
So any, from a physics or microbiology or whatever standpoint, why the calcium in the pearlseum is easily absorbed? Do we know why? Just the structure of it?
There's many reasons. So what I find is that one of the important reasons is, you know, you see our own body, when we use the calcium, it's not just we just use calcium, it's you actually, you also have to, there's a whole, the calcium metabolism in our body, in this whole metabolism, you need not only the calcium, you also need proteins, amino acids, polysaccharides, and also trace minerals. It needs this whole groups of nutrients so that the calcium metabolism can go smooth. So the pearl contains all of this, ingredients. And also they are contained in the right proportion. So what scientists find out is that the whole process of how the pearl is created, the gene that controls this whole process is very similar to human's gene that controls the human's calcium metabolism.
Really?
Yeah. So that is why the whole pearl is very similar to our whole calcium metabolism. So it contains all the nutrients our body needs for our calcium metabolism.
Wow.
And the calcium metabolism is crucial for every function in our body, including, all the electricity we need, electricity, the power we need, right, energy. Because the calcium metabolism is basically the powerhouse for our whole body and also for our brain functions, for all that, our bodily functions. So it's so basic. If the calcium metabolism cannot go on as smooth as it should be, so we will not have energy, our brain function will not do well. So in many things, you're going to be compromised.
Yeah. Dr. Ruolin Xu, and she produces this product that I've been trying, and I really like this. And it's right on the top front page, one radio network. And I believe we have a little promo code. Did I get a promo code from your Marvin? Let me see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Coupon code radio, and you get 10% off on your order for a while. Radio. Use the promo code radio when you order, and you get 10% off. Well, that's nice. Thanks for doing that. Let me just take a little break here, Doc, and then we'll be back, and we'll take some emails and some more talk about this product, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. As you know, we come in each lifetime with a little bit of this or that from mom and dad and grandma and grandpa. You know, some people, I just call it karma, and we incarnate, and in my opinion, we incarnate with different different kind of strengths and weaknesses. It's not a death knell, or it's not your fated to have a heart attack because your grandpa did. You know, that's old paradigm that we know that's not true anymore. But we do come in with different tendencies, right? Different tendencies because of grandma and grandpa. But in my experience, we choose our parents anyway, so it's not a bad thing. This is the way we balance out our karmic experience with grandma and grandpa, mom and dad. This is my whole take on it. Anyway, so my family had this ongoing kind of string going through it with not so much stomach, but gut, small, mostly large intestines kind of thing. A couple of aunts with IBS, one had an aunt had Crohn's. My mom, she would go to the bathroom every 2-3 days. She thought that was normal her whole life and lived to 96. I don't know how she did that. And other people in my family, brothers and sisters. And I always tended towards a little bit of constipation, you know, just having, you know, not the easiest time, just some eliminating. And then, of course, the more I got into natural health and people start to talk about, well, we need to be eliminating 2 and 3 times a day for every meal, I thought, you know, I began to think of. So I spent a lot of time doing things to speed up the elimination. But I think all in all, when you really get down to it, it's a bacterial thing. We're about 80% bacteria, and it's good, the probiotics, and we've all had our share of antibiotics over the years. I hadn't had one for 30, 40 years, but we still had them when we were young. So I've been on this Living Streams probiotics and a lot of these different products. I mean, he's got a lot of products, and I'm taking most of them. And they're really interesting. We're starting to get emails, people saying, hey, something going on here. They're really interesting, the way he's cultivated these probiotics. They're very special one, the Bifido. He's got some different probiotics that are just in the DNA of the humans. And a lot of the probiotics that you get on the market are different. And they're living probiotics, and they call it Living Streams. And these guys will get down there and work and make babies and make grandbabies and make nieces and nephews. And my elimination is probably better than it's ever been my entire life. And I have 72 revelations around the sun with this. But it was interesting. It took about 3 weeks before it really kicked in. And then one day it was like, whoops, what happened? So maybe it took a long time for them to populate and get a condominium and set up and get furniture and stuff. And you know how microbes do. But he has, Wayne, Living Streams, has about 13 or 14 different products. Most of them are in our store. You can talk to Marilyn, his associate, and she'll give you some more ideas about which ones for this or that. They can't make any medical claims. These things don't cure anything. They don't stop anything. They just help the body to get stronger. And we know that 80%, this is a fact, 80% of the immune system is in the gut, 80%. So if we don't think that this biome in the gut is important, small intestine, large intestine, and then hence the digestion in the stomach is going to be doing its thing and get to, we know. So they have a mold relief product that I told you about. You can do the mold thing in your home. They have if I was going to start with three, I would just do the Living Streams probiotics, the multi-blend, the probiotics, which has a lot of good ones in there, the Bifido, which is a tremendous Bifido, and then maybe the Living Streams minerals. So you're going to be able to get about 60 minerals there, and then they're broken down into a very usable form as well because of the probiotic components. He has Moringa. And also alfalfa. These are two superfoods. You can read about the benefits of those that you could get to help you get stronger. He has a Bifido 2 that they figured out that you can put this in your ear and then turn your head to the side and it'll go down the lymph system and actually get into the small intestine. And it won't get into it if you take it internally, a Bifido 2. Also Flora PM that many women have said, boy, they do this somehow with the nutrients he's put in there, that their perimenopausal and menopausal bumps in the road that they go through when they go through menopause. It really helps that. The Derma Gold for the skin. You can put this on your skin. This does a lot of work with mold, and it's part of the mold product, the Derma Gold. And the Glacier Milk has Shilajit in there, and you know how strong of an herb that is. And all of these are in probiotics that he grows and feeds and keeps alive for years. A really remarkable company. I'm so blessed to be hooked up with them. This is really going to the source of everything in your gut with probiotics, and a whole different strain, a whole different way of taking them that are really, truly living. They've been tested. So go in our store, check out this Living Streams products. You can try two or three to start with, as I said. Or here's a number you can call. It is, you can talk to Marilyn at 360-912-2981. 360-912-2981. Email me, Patrick, at oneradionetwork.com. If you have some questions, I can give you some ideas about what I've researched on these different probiotics. Or if you need to talk to Wayne about some specific things, he can give you some ideas of what people have used without making any claims about this is going to cure that or that. No, the body does this all the stuff. We don't do anything. The body does it. We just provide some bacteria for the body that it wants. I will give you Wayne's phone number if you like that. My email, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Any link on the website, Living Streams, will get you where you want to go.
Previously with Dr. Ross Stewart, who just kind of came up with this, telling about how he works with people and their neurotransmitters.
How do we produce sufficient amounts of glutathione in the liver, which of course is a big filter for all the blood, pulling half-spent hormones, waste, dead cells, and other toxins out of the blood. The higher the level of glutathione, the longer a person's going to live and the better their blood is. And I'm glad you're doing a sulfur product. Once you start getting any of these kinds of symptoms, all the way from autism, all the way through Parkinson's, you can't get enough sulfur from eating broccoli and kale and cauliflower and garlic and onions. You can't get enough. You need to supplement it.
Well, the information just keeps on coming with sulfur. The sulfur that we promote is 99.97% pure, no additives, no excipients. Just click an order on the front page of oneradionetwork.com.
And if you want more than 4 pounds, we have a discount. 4 pounds, email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We ship all over the world. To where Dr. Xu is from, China, we've shipped to China, Japan, Australia, EU. We do it all the time. No problem. Just email me and we'll take care of you. So blessed to have some of these very interesting people like Dr. Ruland Xu, Wayne Blakely, and Daniel Vitalis, the people we work with that are just on it. Figuring out a creative way to make a living supporting themselves and also helping people, you know, have a better life with, and really putting their heart and soul, who they are, into these products. And so that's the kind of folks that we like to we do associate with, and our trademark is Know the Source. And as you can hear from Dr. Xu, here she is, a PhD and physicist, and used her all of her knowledge to engineer a product that sounds pretty, pretty cool. I love the little jar you have with the powder too, Dr. Xu. It's a nice way to have it. You'll have a little spoon, and I've been actually giving my dog a little bit of the Pearl Sim. It's good for them too, huh?
Yeah, actually, I have a very old German Shepherd. So, a while, long time ago, he actually cannot walk anymore. He's very, you know, very big, 120 pounds, 30 pounds. And so after I gave him Pearl in a few days, he was able to start to walk again.
Really? How is he still around, or?
Yeah, he's still around. Now he's like 20 years old.
He's 20 years old?
Yeah.
Do you give him the Pearlseum every day?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little spoonful?
Mm-hmm.
That's 20 years old. That's a long time.
It is, especially, you know, he's a German Shepherd, so big. Yeah. So that is very, very special.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. If you have a question for Dr. Hsu, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So I've also read that you're very picky, and you really went to great extent to be able to grind up these pearls to have them have the magic that they have. Talk about that.
Yeah, so pearl, you know, we just talk about he's a crystal. You know, so and the crystal structure actually plays a very important role why the pearl is so effective for, you know, make us happier, healthier, and live longer. So when we're trying to, manufacture it, we're trying to keep that crystalline structure of the pearl. Hmm. So I designed a very special technology and use vacuum technology to blow up the crystal. So that is a crystal, the pearl's crystal structure is still kept intact. And also I want to make sure all the ingredients, none of the ingredients is missing. You know, don't add more ingredients or don't take any ingredients out. Just keep the purity of the pearl.
So what you have on the label, on the that's the only thing that's in these pearls. You just kind of blow it up, as you say, and that's all. You don't add anything to it or take anything out.
Yes. We don't. Yeah, exactly.
So how does kind of blowing it up keep the crystalline structure?
So it is a natural process. So they will, you kind of put them in a very vacuum. So they will and put pressure and, you know, just with air pressure. And so they blow up.
Wow.
So they blow naturally. So the crystal structure is still there. So if you look at our powder, it's actually you put on your skin, you can see your skin become shiny.
Yeah.
And because the crystal structure is still there.
And that just means it's a... let's see. It just means it has a certain geometry to it and a certain the way that it reflects light or gives light to the body and energy.
Yeah. So the crystal, basically the molecules, right? Molecules, they lined up in a very orderly way. That's when they lined up, you know, like in a very orderly. Then they give us, and then they have that beautiful shine. Ever-resent shine to it.
I see.
Yeah, it's kind of like your room is orderly, you know, and in a very clean, orderly. And if, like, everything is strung up everywhere, you know, your body, your room is so disordered, then you don't feel good.
Kind of like feng shui, right? Feng shui.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. That's great. And... so, what do you think is going on with the teeth?
So the teeth is, teeth is a bone.
Yeah.
And also, doctor find that the pearl is also good for your gum.
Hmm.
So what you can do is, that's what I normally do. I will take some pearl. I just put the pearl powder in my mouth.
Yeah.
Let it stay in my mouth for a while. And then it's really good for your gum and for your teeth. In fact, you know, if your teeth is sensitive to, you know, acid or have pain or weak, or even some people have cavities, they took my pearl powder, Pearlseum, and the cavity actually filled up.
It looks to me, and I'm real particular about my teeth, and I just experiment all the time, it looks to me like the Persium wants to kind of very delicately fill up little holes, or not holes so much, but I don't know, kind of put a little extra surface on it. Is it doing that?
Yeah, you see the pearl in like the French scientists, they find that if you put pearl next to the bones, it makes the bones stronger. And also, it like you said, it actually grows some new bones to filling up the holes, like maybe in your teeth or your bones.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And we've had some dentists say that the structure of the tooth, the reason we get the really nice white, it's not because it's making the tooth white, but it's making the surface harder, and
yes,
then the light is shining through, and that's where the pearly smile comes from.
Yes, yes, that's very good.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yes. That's neat, isn't it? So you're not really, yeah, we don't support the idea of using hydrogen peroxide and bleach on the tooth, because that's actually, and I believe, damaging the surface rather than making it harder. Do you agree?
Yes, yes. Actually, a lot of people have actually really damaged their teeth because of doing that. So then now they take the pearls and to repair their teeth.
Huh. Here's an email from Emily. She wants to know, does your Pearlseum product put the calcium in the proper place and not in the arteries like some calciums? I don't understand how that works. That is a great question.
Yes, thank you for that question. So this the pearl, the calcium, so actually the pearl makes the artery more flexible and make your skin, more soft, more useful. So it does not, put more, damage your artery at all. It actually makes your artery more useful, make your heart more useful. So like my mom, they literally have research showing that the pearl can reduce arrhythmia, make your heart and artery more healthful. My mom literally had a personal experience. My mom used to have arrhythmia, once in a while, her heart just, not beat very regularly. Mm-hmm. After she took pearl, she don't have that problem anymore.
And what do you suppose, what does the research shows that possibly went on with mom?
I don't know. Actually, that's another thing. When my parents started to take the pearl, they literally become 10 years younger, maybe much more, literally. And they, after they take the pearl for half a year, because before that, they would take their blood test, they always, their cholesterol levels and, their blood test has, some part is not very healthy, too thick, and or the cholesterol levels is not so good. And after they took the pearl for a few months, all of their readings become perfect.
Huh.
Yeah. And now my dad is 87 years old. He's going to be 88 this year. My mom is 81 years old now.
Really?
And they're still as healthy, have no sickness now.
Huh. And you attribute a lot of that to doing the, how long they've been taking the Pearlseum? Long time?
About 9 years now.
Uh-huh. Just one little teaspoon a day? Is that the general dose, that little spoon you come with it?
No, actually, I think they take more.
Take more. Yeah.
And yeah. Then, normally, I think, for that, I recommend, I recommend people take a lot. Yeah, it depends on the person. Some people take a lot. Like, I have one client, you cannot believe. He takes 27 capsules, which is like at least 20 or 50 teaspoons. Depends on, what the dosage are. So, but that is because her teeth was completely ruined. She literally just used the Pearlseum, completely healed her teeth.
Really? Taking that much internally?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She was asking me, whether it's dangerous, you know, because maybe too much calcium. I said, you know, how about you go to test it? And he went test it. His calcium level is completely healthy.
How could that be, taking that much Pearlseum? How could your levels, is the body smart enough, I guess, just to use what it needs and excretes the rest? Or I wonder, what's your theory on that?
You know, even 27, that's, if, you know, if it's something our body needs, and also it is the right proportion, you know, that is a key. If you take something very close to your own body, right?
Yeah.
So it's not, you're not going to harm your body. It is when you are taking something is so strange to your body, it's not even compatible with your body. And then your body, that is when you harm your body. And the pearl is really something very close to where our body is. So it's not going to harm.
It's very close in the genetic component,
yeah,
of the yeah, pearl?
Both genetic, as I said, you know, the pearls, the gene that creates the pearl is like more than 99% close to the gene that controls our own calcium metabolism.
So the gene that produces the pearl in the oyster, mm-hmm, is 99% similar,
more than 99, yeah,
to our own calcium metabolism?
Yes, to the gene that controls our calcium metabolism.
Wow. Well, that's pretty serendipitous, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are pearls really oyster tears? Are they crying?
Actually, you know, so we work with the farmers, they produce the pearl. So the pearl is, you don't kill the pearl, you know, it's like, you know, you take them out and actually you find out later the oyster created even more pearls. So that's something they love to do.
Oh, you mean they like to make pearls and you don't have to crack them open and kill them to get them? You just take the pearls out?
Yeah, you don't need to kill them. Mm-hmm. They actually create better pearls afterwards.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Ellen writes to know, I'm enjoying the show, but what does the doctor recommend for daily doses of the pearl? So I guess it's just up to the individual, whatever they feel? Or?
Yeah, I normally ask people to take 2 capsules each time, twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
One in the morning, maybe trying to do it before you eat, and then one before you go to bed, because it actually helps you to sleep better. And also, if you take it during the day, it helps you have more focused, better energy. So after I start taking the pearl, after work, and normally I will get tired, you know, after I take pearl, I don't feel tired anymore.
In our store, we have 2 products, the Pearlseum capsules, which is the same product, just in capsules, if that's easy. Or the little green thing, which I like, which is the powder. And then, but then you can break, if you like capsules better, you can just break open the capsule and put that on your toothbrush, right? Or rub that on your gums or put that in some face cream. Hmm? Yeah. And then.
Yeah. Or you can just put in your mouth. I like just put in my mouth and let it stay with my saliva for a while.
Yeah.
And then also mixed up with my teeth and let it stay in my mouth, nourish my teeth longer, you know. And then you just sleep, and it's really amazing. It's like you have something nourish your teeth, nourish your brain, nourish your heart, nourish your blood, arteries, your skin, and your bones. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
I like to do that before bed. I've been doing that where I brush my teeth with the Pearlseum and just leave it all in there, you know, don't wash it out, just leave it all swimming around. And because the teeth like to remineralize during the night anyway, right? And but there's a lot more than minerals and calcium in the Pearlseum, right?
Yeah. Like I said, you know, it has a lot of the trace minerals, proteins, amino acids, polysaccharides. All of them are crucial for anti-aging, anti-inflammation, and antiviral, anti-radiation, all kind of anti, health benefits.
What has the pearl been used in Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine? What do they traditionally talk about it to put in different formulas? I've seen it in Ayurveda formulas, not in Chinese medicine, but I suspect it's there.
Yeah, one of the things in Chinese medicine is, of course, it's for the skin, for the bones. Another thing is for the eyesight. Another thing is, literally, we actually have several people literally wrote me amazing testimonials saying after they take the pearl, before they have to, doctor, they already scheduled appointment to have a surgery of the eyes for their glaucoma. And after they take a pearl for a while, and then the doctor went to see the doctor said, now you don't need a surgery anymore. So that saved them $3,000. So it's very good for the eyesight. And another benefit is really good for your brain functions. It increases your memories and also make you feel clear and focused.
Why does the brain like the pearlsium?
Because somehow it is really good for the nerve systems, for the nerves and nerve cells.
It does quiet things down, right? Folks think, magnesium is good for relaxation, but I think in a lot of studies that I've seen, even the restless leg and sleep has a lot to do with calcium metabolism.
Yes. Yeah, so it's all related, yes.
And,
another thing that Chinese medicine says about the pearl is actually good for the children. So the children, if they're very easy to get scared or nervous when they take a pearl, then even like for the baby, a lot of baby and wake up crying a lot. So in the ancient time, they gave them pearls and they would stop crying. And in the Chinese medicine, it said it stopped the evil spirit.
Oh, really?
That's
great. Well, we have enough evil spirits out there. We don't need any more. Yeah. Do you know how they used to grind up the pearl in ancient times? You think they just put it in a mortar and pestle and ground it up?
Yeah, they have very, very, yeah, exactly. That's what they use.
They
do for a long, long time and make it very fine. That's why if you really buy the real, the pearl powder made in the ancient way, it's actually more expensive than gold.
More expensive? Your product is more expensive than gold?
No, the way they made it in the traditional way.
Oh, in the traditional way.
Yeah, it is more expensive than gold. That's why we have to, have to create some technology to make it so that it will really match the ancient quality that it produced in the ancient way.
Right. Yeah. We're talking about pearlsium with Dr. Rulin Xu, and this pearlsium product is right on the front page of One Radio Network. You can click on it and get yourself a powder. It's 75 grams, and you can get more. The way I'm using it, I'm going to have to start buying three at a time. I know that for sure. And then also, you can see the capsules if you prefer that. And if you use promo code RADIO, Dr. Xu will give you 10% off on that, and she's kind enough to give us a little commission on the deal too. So everybody makes a little money, makes our house payment, which is good, right, Dr. Xu? It's a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. This is for helping everyone, and this product really makes you feel happier, healthier, and live longer. We all gather together, help each other.
Yeah. You're a happy girl and healthy? You sure look like it.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy and healthy.
even with the lava flow near your home, you're still happy. We'll see that.
I know.
That means a lot, Doc. I mean, oh my God. Look. God, I love you. So your home is over there in the, is it the Pune, not the Pune area?
Yeah, Pune area, literally, yeah, it's not that far from my home.
Oh, my goodness.
People think I'd be really worried, you know. But I think, yeah, somehow I'm not too worried.
It'll be all right. God love you. So are you in California right now?
Actually, in the West Coast, in the Portland right now, Oregon.
Oh, mm-hmm. you're up in Oregon. And so mm-hmm. I guess your plans of when you'll go back to the islands is up in the air, depending on the volcano, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you travel around the world talking about this process a lot, or how do you spend your time?
Actually, I do a lot of research in physics. I do advanced spiritual healing.
Oh.
So now I take the healing. So before I do the herbal, which is, I think it's, you know, much better than, you know, than a lot of the medicine out there. But now I take the healing even to the next level. So how to heal, not only we need to heal our body. And like I said, we also need to heal our emotions, heal our mind, and also heal our spirit.
You bet. Wow. Yeah, that's my favorite thing to talk about. That's my whole life is about that, Doc. So I really, mm-hmm. I really appreciate that whole approach, because, mm-hmm. as you know, you can take all the great things in the world, and if we don't really align ourselves with spirit and, you know, and clean up these things and balance out the mind, the emotions, and who we are as soul, it makes it more difficult for the body to come in balance. Huh?
Yeah. So I wrote a book about how to use love to heal everything.
Oh.
I'll be happy to be interviewed and talk about that too.
We have a book. Let's do that. What's the name of the book?
It's called The Divine Love.
Oh.
Yeah. And when I was in Hawaii, I had a spiritual awakening. Oh. So divine comes to me about tell me the secret how to use love to heal everything. Oh. And it's really, really beautiful.
Well, as you know, love purifies, right? That's all there is.
Yeah, and it heals everything.
Everything.
Yeah, and also brings the success in your relationships, finance, mm-hmm. careers, everything.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a family? You have children?
No, I don't.
Oh, really? Well, God love you. Good job. Thanks. It was an honor to talk to you, and we're so excited about this product. I'm going to take more of it now after talking to you.
Yeah, definitely. You should take it every day. It's really amazing. Yeah. And I literally feel, it can make you so much younger and happier.
Hmm. Well, it's an honor to be working with you. If you use promo code radio on the Pearl CM, either the caps or the powder, Dr. Zhu will give you 10% off on that deal. So a pleasure to talk to you. May the blessings be and Godspeed with your home, and we'll keep in touch. And let me know if we can do anything for you, Doc.
Thank you so much, Patrick. Thank you for you spreading such amazing, you know, good health and wisdoms to people. And thank you, everyone, the listeners, and for sharing this to learn about this, about the Procium. Thank you.
Dr. Rulin Chu, thank you. And Andrew Goss tomorrow. Well, we got some great things to offer you to take you to another level spiritually and emotionally and physically, don't we, on One Radio Network? Such an honor to be here every morning. I will see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and we'll talk about money on One Radio Network. I love you all. Bye.
From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Thank you, Doc. Good job.
Yeah, it was okay.
Oh, you did fine.